fearless. Here's Steve Gruber.
All right, well, it's all free all the time in the Green New Deal. It's free health care. You get a paycheck. Even if you're unwilling to work, you get free college. You get it all. All of paid vacations, even. It's all part of the Green New Deal. Yes, it's all there for you. Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
It's great to be with you, Steve.
Yeah, so, you know, you look at all of these costs for medical care and so forth. It's a big conversation. But I don't think the solution is that it's all free and we all go to Medicare. And you call it Medicare for All, the juncture of politics and health. Do tell.
Well, you know, one of the fascinating things about this entire debate, it's an attempt to have the same type of socialized medicine that we see, for example, in the United Kingdom. The problem is, when you look at the National Health Service of the UK and National Health Services of other countries, particularly in Europe, we see that, well, quite bluntly, it doesn't work. Those who can afford to do so from Europe and other countries around the world where they have nationalized health services come to the United States when they really need intensive medical care. If you look at the waiting list for basic medical services in places like England, you see that you can wait years for routine medical care. That's not anything I don't think Americans would really care to emulate.
No, I wouldn't think not. You know, no, it's the fact of the matter is I have this conversation a lot. There's nothing wrong with the medical care in America. That's not the issue that people have. It's how you pay for it. It's the mechanism by which you get paid. Obamacare had nothing to do with care. It had to do with how you control the insurance companies and how the money flows. Because that's why people come here for open-heart surgery or hip replacements. They come to America, Frank, because they want it done here because we have the best facilities and doctors in the world, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, you know, you're looking at how do you afford something like this. By the way, Steve, if we adopt Medicare for All, which is a catchphrase for a lot of these free medical schemes that are going about, I've got an interesting question. Would all Americans who have been paying into Medicare since they were, about 16 years old, now are 65, would they get that money back? Of course not, because
No.
The government could afford it. So essentially, you've told a huge proportion of the American population that they've been paying all their lives into something that now is being given for free to everybody, presumably including illegal aliens.
Of course illegal aliens, because who are we to judge? And, you know, you can't hold it back from women and children because it's always about the children. The problem here, Frank, is that you have 200 million Americans that like their insurance, that like their coverage, and you can't tell 200 million Americans are going to give up their health coverage because it's not going to work. I think it's great the Democrats are talking about this. I think it's great that you've got a guy that wore blackface as the governor of Virginia. I think it's great that Democrats are willing to allow, you know, anti-Semitism to go by from Ilhan Omar. I mean, they're painting themselves so far left. They're disclosing to the world what they truly are.
And you know, Steve, when the Democrats shift to the left and they go into the socialist mode, here's a question. Why are they adopting a system of government, a system of economics that has failed for over 102 years in every inhabited continent on the face of the earth, most recently and disastrously, Venezuela, as opposed to a system that has brought more prosperity to more people over 200 years, it's a real question of logic. We're out of the range of intelligent conversation here.
Yeah.
We're into almost something resembling insanity.
We're out of the range of intelligent conversation, all right. And you're exactly right. You look at the deal. Free single-payer health care, free college, postnatal abortion, open borders, wealth tax, the Green New Deal, the death tax, the biz tax, the gun control, and an income tax of 90%, sanctuary laws, and it just goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
It does, and you have to wonder whether the folks who are pushing all this have as an ultimate goal essentially the elimination of the United States Constitution, perhaps
yes.
The elimination of the United States as a sovereign country. These folks believe more and more that if you're a citizen of one country, that's bad. You should be a citizen of the world. Well, if the world had the same standard of living, the same standard of freedom
and
that
liberty
the United States experiences, well, then you can have a conversation. But right now, we're talking about standards of living and standards of freedom, which are far below what Americans would consider acceptable.
Well, that's exactly right. When you talk about socialism, it's equalizing it all. redistribute wealth to everyone so that everyone's poor. Make, you know, the United States is Nazi Germany. Cold is the new hot. Make the rich poor. Make the red, white, and blue green. Stupid is smart. I mean, here we are in 2019. Welcome to it.
It's very difficult to take some of these proposals at any kind of serious intellectual level. When you look, for example, at the so-called Green Revolution that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing, eliminate all air travel, eliminate most private cars, rebuild every building in the United States. Oh, and just to add to that, stop cows from farting.
Yeah, no bacon, no bacon, no airplanes. You know, and it's funny, I watched Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, announce her run for president yesterday in near blizzard conditions in Minneapolis, getting covered up in snow, talking about global warming and how it's an existential threat. I mean, really? I mean, the optics couldn't have been much worse, but I mean, this is what they do.
And the fact of the matter is that someone like an Amy Klobuchar doesn't understand how ridiculous it looks, makes you suspect how illogical she is and what consideration she actually has for her fellow citizens. Pulling them out in a snowstorm, give me a break.
Exactly. Frank, always a pleasure. Good to have you here. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
Thank you so much. Frank Vernuccio, Editor-in-Chief, New York Analysis of Policy and Government here on the program. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com. stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, and away you go. By the way, great IO system. My RO system is awesome. Reverse osmosis, I love it. And the water we get is terrific, and we don't have to have bottles and none of that other stuff or filters or, you know, jugs in our refrigerator. We just love our RO system from Wolverine. And by the way, I've had Wolverine systems since long before I was on the radio. Trust me, I only endorse things and people and companies that I use myself. That way you never have to wonder. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.